Christian Goth versus Stereotypes, Debunking the Satanic Myth. Hey everyone, let's talk about something that might make you pause and rethink what you think you know. It's like this. You see someone dressed in black, some dramatic eyeliner, crosses mixed with lace or leather, and the label satanic gets slapped on without even thinking about it. It's a tired old stereotype that's been around for a long time. Our goal today is to show you how Christian Goth and a solid faith in Jesus actually work together really well. We are keeping things casual, but threw in some thought-provoking ideas that might change the way you look at people who look different from the usual church crowd. Don't rush, just an honest look at why the satanic myth needs to go. The origins of Goth culture. I like to start by explaining where Goth came from, because most people don't know that. Post-punk was a big deal in the late 1970s and early 80s, especially in the UK, and it gave birth to a sound and look that was atmospheric, emotional, and mysterious. It was full of echoing guitars, deep vocals, and lyrics that explored loneliness, beauty, and the melancholy, and the complexity of life. Originally, it wasn't about rituals or devil stuff. It was an artistic way of pushing back against bright, shiny mainstream pop. Fashion followed suit with black everything, Victorian details, and a romantic edge that made the everyday feel deep and dramatic. With its own music, art, and fashion that celebrates the night side of existence without crossing into anything evil, Goth became a worldwide subculture. People wear the black because it makes them feel elegant, powerful, and honest in a world that often pushes constant cheer. So Goth started as a mood and creativity movement, not a satanic one. What Christian Goth looks like. Let's get real about what Christian Goth really means. It's not a confusing mix that cancels itself out. It's just Christians who embrace the Goth aesthetic as their personal style while living out their faith. Some Christians wear the classic black wardrobe, heavy boots, pale makeup, and even wear crosses or scripture-inspired jewelry. The Goth look is a natural way for them to reflect on deep spiritual themes like suffering, redemption, light breaking through darkness, and grace in a broken world, rooted in Jesus as Savior. Christian Goth isn't about hiding belief. It's about expressing how the gospel feels real and raw. It's the same freedom other Christians get when they pick contemporary worship or traditional hymns. Often, it opens doors for conversations about God in unlikely places. Faith first, style second. And it works because it's authentic to who they are. Tackling the satanic stereotype head on. We got to bust that satanic stereotype straight up because it's the biggest myth. When people see the dark clothes, the skulls, the dramatic vibe, they think occult or evil. In the media, anything dark got lumped together with sensational stories about cults or questionable music decades ago. It kept feeding the idea by casting Goth characters as villains. But here's the deal. Looks don't mean belief. Goth culture has always been about artistic exploration of emotion and the human condition rather than spiritual darkness. Christian Goth believers reject Satanism completely. They use the aesthetic to emphasize the contrast between worldly shadows and God's light, just like the Bible describes believers as lights in dark places. It's lazy, surface-level thinking that ignores the heart. It's the same mistake people make when they think every metal fan is violent and every tattooed person is rebellious. The reality is Christian Goth is about genuine devotion, not hidden evil. What the Bible says about our look. Let's bring the Bible right into the conversation because it gives us the clearest guidance. 1 Samuel 16 verse 7 reminds us that the Lord looks at the heart, not the outward appearance. Just reading that verse should make us think twice before labeling anyone. It says in Romans chapter 14 not to judge each other over disputable matters, like food or, in our case, style choices. Colossians says don't let anyone judge you on your outward appearance. Despite the fact that the New Testament calls for modesty, humility, and living in a way that honors God, it leaves room for creativity and individuality too. True faith isn't about fitting into a cookie-cutter image, as Jesus spent time with people who didn't fit the religious norm of his day. Goth is a symbol of ultimate darkness turned to victory for Christians. It's between them and God if the look doesn't lead to sin and the heart is surrendered to him. It's not about anything goes. It's about being who you were made to be. Here's why these misconceptions persist. It's a huge reason why the satanic myth persists. When something looks unfamiliar or intense, it can feel threatening, and Goth definitely has that edge. Media and entertainment love to make it scary because it sells. As a result of social media, quick judgments spread even faster, turning viral posts into widely shared assumptions. Plus, humans naturally categorize things into safe or dangerous based on what they see first. What if we stopped assuming and started asking what's really going on underneath the surface? Churches have always had room for all kinds of faith expressions, from quiet traditional services to loud contemporary ones. Adding alternative styles like Christian goth only enriches the church. Misunderstandings stick because it's easier to stay in our comfort zone than to embrace the diversity God clearly allows. Understanding over fear is the key to breaking the cycle. Moving beyond the myths, a call to understanding. As a whole, Christian goths isn't the enemy most people portray it as. It's believers expressing their walk with Christ in a way that feels right to them. Debunking the satanic myth means looking beyond the black. I'm challenged to love first, ask questions second, and let God handle the rest. What if the next time you see someone in goth style, you wondered if they were fellow believers? That's good stuff, isn't it? The church is stronger when it celebrates diversity instead of demanding uniformity. Let's commit to more understanding, less labeling, and real conversations that point people to Jesus, regardless of what they wear. I hope this inspires you to think differently about things in your own circle.